Today's episode sponsor is Produce 8. The headlines in the business media are filled with reports of companies struggling with employee engagement, productivity, and increasing levels of burnout. Let's face it, the digital workplace has become so distracting that it is getting harder and harder for anyone to find time to get things done. Recover 90 minutes a day, empower each team member with an extra hour and a half, sign up at produce8.com, get set up in minutes, and by the end of the week, you'll know where your time is going and what's holding you back. With Produce 8, anyone can recover 90 minutes back in their day and get more accomplished in less time. Check them out at atmsp.link/produce8.
So it's day 145, and I'm still transferring data from that NAS to the other NAS at 1 gigabit.
Sink into the abyss of a new dark age.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
Been an ear and ear and an ear. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the All Things MSP podcast. My name is Justin Eskard. This is Eric Anthony. He was about to say something, but I cut him off. What were you going to say?
I was only going to say that you do realize that this is episode 53, which means we have now done an entire year's worth of podcasts.
I look better than ever, baby. Wanted to talk a little bit today about something we started talking about in a previous episode, which is pricing models. And we've talked about pricing models a lot. But I really want to get into why you should be doing MRR at any level, right? I know a lot of us do full boat MRR and we give you the whole cow and the farm and the whole thing for, you know, a flat rate fee and whatever. But there's plenty that are like, no, I'm going to do break fix and I'm only going to charge per hour. Not that either are wrong, but they're both wrong. And you should be doing something in between or offering things. But at the same time, I think this really is for those who are only doing break fix, that you should be offering some sort of recurring revenue because it's going to make your life a lot easier. That's really the whole thing about this.
Yeah. It's called mailbox money, right?
Mailbox. You find $2 in the couch. Lucky day. You find $2 in the mail every day. You made some money. This is a true story. So years ago, Aces Conf, we were Kansas City ID agent before it was bought by Datto and then Kaseya. Shout out to Matt Solomon from Channel Partners. He was working at ID agent, actually came to Kansas City, and he was showing off dark web scanning. And there was a gentleman at the conference. His name is Steve Sorbo. Love that guy from macOS SOS out in the Pacific Northwest. And he only does break fix for home users. And he's like, well, how do I use this? And I was like, you can easily make monthly recurring revenue with this because you can charge your clients $25 a month and put it on your calendar and just say, on this day, I will just scan your email once a month. It takes 3 seconds and you've made $25 a month. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many little things that you could do, even if you're an hourly only type of billing person, which again is totally fine. It is right and wrong. But there's so many little things you can do. Another great example, and this is more of a Mac thing. There used to be a great program called Watch and Monitoring owned by Alan Hancock. He sold it to Synchro PSA a while ago. I'm not really sure the status of it anymore. But slap that on a person's computer for $10 a month just to get alerts. And then way, if you get an alert that the hard drive's full, oh, your hard drive's full. Would you like me to come in? I'm going to charge you $175 to fix your hard drive. So now you've made $185, you know, on that one visit, yeah. And you're making $10 a month extra. You make an extra $120 a month, $120 a year on just that. So like, there are so many things you can do. And I get angry about the people who are like, no, I'm only going to do hourly. I'm never going to ask for any sort of recurring revenue. I'm like, that's silly.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at it. And I love the way you put it that, you know, they're both wrong. I think the right answer is the one that's the right answer for you, because there's so much variability in this business. It's who you serve. It's how you serve them. You know, you talked about residential, right?
Yeah.
And that's one that has a lot of controversy because people think that it has low profit margins. Well, For the masses, that's probably true. Although I've seen a lot of guys do depot repair where people bring it into the shop, and those can be relatively profitable. But there's also another key audience or ideal client in residential, and that is high net worth individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And those people, they have a lot to lose. And so cybersecurity is important to them. Dark web monitoring is important to them, because one little slip, one little problem, and they can have some, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars of loss because of a cybersecurity incident. And they don't have the infrastructure around them usually to be able to handle something like that. And, you know, trying to decouple the billing, I think, is another important piece to this, right? You are never going to do, I hope, you are never going to do all you can eat, because they can always pile on more, right? There's always that big guy that goes through the buffet 10 times. They are losing money on that guy, right?
Yeah.
And you can't do that. And you don't want to average it out per customer, because we don't do enough volume usually to be able to do that. So yes, you want recurring revenue because you want mailbox money. You want money that comes in every single month. Now, whether you charge for that in terms of, you know, the services, you know, that's one thing. If you're charging for their AV or their RMM or, you know, their EDR, whatever it is, you need to have some type of recurring revenue. It doesn't have to be on the labor, but you need to have some of it, because it's just a good business model, right?
It also makes you, it also helps you as the business owner not have to worry every month, right? Because like, maybe you're going to have a bad month. I know January is typically a bad month for a lot of us, right? People are coming back from vacation and they're figuring out their budgets and they want to cut things. But if you have that recurring revenue, you have at least something to fall back on, right? If you're pulling in, let's say, $2,000-$3,000 a month in recurring revenue before billing hours, you're bringing in $36,000 a year. That's not bad for most of America, right? It maybe not Manhattan or LA, but you know, most of America. So like, there are things you could do, and that $36,000, you're like, oh, but there's costs involved. The costs are not that high, right? We're not talking about selling a low margin item on recurring revenue. That doesn't do you any good. We're talking about items that would be high margin and low work, right? So like a monitoring tool, for example, okay? The one I mentioned earlier, Watchman, for example, I think their price was like $250 a month for 1,500 endpoints. Not that anyone's getting anywhere near that. But like, even if you had 100 endpoints in there, you're going to spend $2.50 an endpoint.
Yeah.
And you can charge 10, 15 bucks. That's high margin and easy to do, because all you have to do is wait for the alert. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things you can do like that that would benefit you. And yes, the all-you-can-eat thing, we are a semi-all-you-can-eat. I actually have it in our contract that even though it's all-you-can-eat, there is an actual cap because of lawyers. And we actually even have like a clause in there that says like, if you're abusing us, we're going to cancel you. But the all-you-can-eat is only around the machines that we have management on. That doesn't include projects. That doesn't include network work. That doesn't. We also have you have to pay for onboarding. So if you bring people on, new computer, new user, you're charged extra because there's a setup fee for that. And then you go into the recurring. So we basically get like an extra punch out of that one. So there's, again, we talked about this on a previous episode, and Carl Palachuk, God of all MSPs, kind of said good, better, best. I think everyone really only needs two plans. If you're not doing residential, I think if we're talking about B2B for a second, everybody really needs two plans. You need a good plan and a better plan. The good plan should be monitoring and maintenance, and then everything is hourly on top of that, and whatever else you want to add on is a la carte. and then a better plan, which is you include all of it, include a couple of hours with it, and you charge a premium for it. And the reason I say this is, at least with my numbers, we have found that as soon as you get to, like, let's say 7 or 8 users, the return on your investment in the full plan works better for the client than it does for us. But, like, it also means that instead of getting $600 and maybe $500 in billables or $200 in billables or $700 in billables, I'm now definitely going to get $1,500 a month or whatever the number is per month locked in. And so it makes it a lot easier as a sales tactic as well. And through our numbers and what we're charging, we have figured out what that breakpoint is, right? It's different for everybody. I don't know what your hourly is and things like that. So there's pieces involved there that make the difference. But I think everybody should have at least those two plans.
Are you looking for hardware for your clients? Are you tired of old-fashioned distributors that don't care about the needs of an MSP? Afraid to purchase direct from manufacturers because they might steal your customers? Look no further than Griffin IT. They have new and refurbished hardware, Net 90 consignment stock, 3-year advanced replacement warranty, and free shipping. Register to become a partner at atmsp.link/Griffin IT. So I agree with you. But speaking of sales tactics, that's why you have three. Because you have the low-end plan that you don't want to sell, that has very few features, and that pushes them up to the middle plan, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have a 3-tier plan basically to sell the 2-tier plan. But there's a lot of nuances on how to execute that. But for practical purposes, I agree with you. You really only need the two.
Well, doing the three. So here's the thing. The funny is, like, doing the 3-tier to get them to go to your first tier, to get them to the second tier, is Apple does this. It's the ladder mechanism, right? Mm-hmm. We'll give you a device with 256, but for like $100 more, you get 512, and for $100 mm-hmm. more, you get 6. So like,
and they get me every time.
And they get everyone every time, right? So I understand the need for it. I think it also depends on what kind of salesperson you are. I think if you're not comfortable with sales, a 3-tier makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because you can say, hey, you know, for a quarter more, you get that large popcorn. But if you're better at sales, I think you can make very clear distinctions, because, like, if you look at the two plans that I'm suggesting, mine's really like the good and the best. I even get rid of it. And I had a better for a long time where it was basically everything from the best minus 3 or 4 features and like virtual CTO services. And like no one ever went for it because it was like a $15 difference to get to the best plan. So it was like it was a leeway. Alex Ramazzi actually talks about, like, if you want to sell things, you should have like a $10 item, a $100 item, and a $1,000 item. And people, and I'm not using his words exactly, so go with it. But like the idea being people going like, most people would go for the $100, but then you're going to go, what am I getting for $1,000? Because I'm definitely not going to go for that $10 one. So like it also comes down to what your numbers are. To have a good, better, best, and to be like, it's 130, 140, 150, you're not doing it right. That's not a good way to do it. The good, better, best has to be like $50 a month per device, $125 a month per device, and like $150 or $160 a month per device. Yeah. That's what leads them in the right path.
And, you know, you've mentioned a couple of times being able to throw monitoring on there for a very small fee. And, you know, I think one of the plays, especially for somebody who's doing primarily break fix, they're not calling themselves a managed service provider yet, right? Is to put an RMM and whatever AV comes with that RMM on an endpoint. And don't even charge for it by the month, because it's probably not enough money to send the bill for. Bill for it by the year, but it's going to do two things for you, right? It's going to make that customer sticky, and it's going to generate project work for whenever the alarm bell goes off on that RMM.
Yeah,
I did that when I was an MSP, and I'll tell you, I generated a lot of extra revenue because, and it was a lot easier too, because instead of the hard drive crashing and me having to pick up the pieces from that, I could see that the hard drive was failing, go ahead and call them and said, hey, your hard drive is failing. I'm going to go ahead and get another drive and I'll be there in a couple of days. And it was much easier to swap that drive out then than trying to pick up the pieces after it had already failed.
Right. I'm going to charge you $175 plus a drive for an hour of my labor and to get a new drive versus I'm going to charge you $10,000 to recover the data because you didn't have this in the first place.
Right.
Right. And again, that comes down to sales techniques. I think if you're going to sell for a year, which is fine, especially on such a low cost item, you sell them a $10 item for a year, they give you $120. You have to be able to clearly explain the benefit of it, right? And say to them like, hey, this is going to net you. This is what we do with monitoring. And this is what is in monitoring. And this is what's going to protect you. Because if, God forbid, this thing happens, I'm saving you $10,000 by you paying me $120.
Yeah.
And what's funny is like, as I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like a racketeering. But like, let's be honest, it kind of is.
And, you know, I can put this into yesterday's dollars, right? Where it would cost me $5 a month to put my RMM and what at the time it was Bitdefender, okay, right, onto an endpoint.
No.
My cost, $60 a year, right?
Right.
I would charge $99, which if they went to Staples or Office Depot and bought the McAfee or the Norton that included being able to bring the computer back to remove a virus, you know, to Staples or to right, Office Depot, I would include the same thing, right? So instead of Office Depot doing it, I could do it for the same price, but I was actually monitoring and patching their computer because the RMM would patch as right, well.
Automatically.
Most of the time.
See, that hasn't changed.
No. Because, and by the way, that's not the vendor's fault, right? It's because they're trying to patch somebody else's software and that patching process never works the same every single time. So
also users don't reboot their computer. I literally went through a list of computers that need to be rebooted this morning. And like one, I have a computer. This is true. So I'm anecdote first. They haven't rebooted since the day I gave it to them. They have a 311 day uptime. So no, they're not getting patches. Sorry. Right. Continue. Yeah.
Well, and, but to your point, like, I could remediate probably 75% of patch errors by rebooting 30 minutes before the patching was scheduled to run.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digressed.
But at $99, right, you now have the $99 as opposed to Staples or Office Depot. Most of that stuff is done automatically, right? Patching, if it's done right or well, depending on the vendor, is done automatically. You can have Bitdefender automatically remediate the computer. So like, truth be told, you're probably only going to get one phone call a year.
Right.
If that, and you're charging, you said $99 a month?
A year.
A year. Okay, fine. So you're only getting
one 60, phone call. Well, 60, 99.
Right.
I'm still making, what is that, 40% profit?
Yeah. About. Right. And if you take one phone call, and you're probably only going to get one phone call every five clients, to be honest.
Yeah. Right. And it works for residential as well.
And it works for residential. I think there's a big gap for the residential, for the B2C. I have a lot of friends in LA who take care of those high net worth individuals. And so many of them are just missing the mark on the recurring revenue and the monitoring and all these other things because they don't want to do it. But at the same time, like, they feel like they're, you know, taking advantage of the person because they have a lot of money. And I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, you're going to be protecting them better and do things. B2B, it's a lot easier to sell, especially on the PC MSP side. Mac people still are like, what's antivirus? But there are still plenty of things that we can do to do that. So, you know what? Let's table this for now. Let's just say, hey, listener, what are you doing for MRR that's making you some extra bus money or paying for the movies on the weekends? Let us know in the comments at facebook.com/group/allthingsmsp. That was really loud. I apologize. Facebook.com/group/allthingsMSP. Or check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@allthingsMSP. Like, subscribe, follow, all those things. You know how it goes. That's Eric. I'm Justin. That's it from us. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow us on Facebook, but better yet, go ahead and join the Facebook group. You can also follow us on Instagram if that's your thing. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at AllThingsMSP to catch us in all of our video glory. And last but certainly not least, if LinkedIn is your thing, you can follow us there as well. And a special thank you to our premier sponsors, SuperOps, MoveBot, Gozinta, EasyDMark, and ComTech. And we also want to thank our vendor sponsors. The All Things MSP podcast is a BizPow LLC production.